So that's what we try and put on. We stick on YouTube. So I stick on Facebook, stick on social media. So whatever course you end up doing, some kind of hook is helpful. The booklet that we have looks like this. So this is what we've produced. I mean, this is pretty straightforward to produce it, but it's cheap. It's not particularly high quality compared to like C stuff, but that's cheap is good. So we're trying to populate it with some engaging quotes and that sort of thing that help people bring people into the topics. Again, we're just trying to keep it clean and clear, not too many words. Again, our instinctiveness as a constituency is just to overdo on the word count and think we've got to explain everything, cover everything. And so we're just trying to reduce the word count a little bit. Quotes on the right that are embedded in the talk. We're trying to put some films in and YouTube content and that kind of thing. And then that's it in terms of the Bible study. So when we get to the Bible study, one of us, I'll read out the short passage from the Bible, and then there'll be five or six questions to discuss in your one-to-one or in your one-to-two, whatever it might be. And then off the back of the Bible discussion, I'll then do the second part of the talk. So I'll then explain what's happened in the Bible study. And partly you're doing that because if in the discussion there have been questions that have come up, or particularly this is a one-to-one, you know, they haven't quite worked out what that particular bit says, then you've got a chance to explain what's going on in the passage. That's the booklet.
Do you produce the talks?
Yeah.
And so if you're running a course, is the expectation you take your course and say what you've said? In a way,
I think
that used to be the case with CE.
Yeah, that is what CE do. It's just Rico's talks. And yeah. You just watch his talks. I mean, at the moment, let's not watch this. I mean, it's not very, I won't have any sound on. It's not very sexy. It's just a blank background, and then the quotes kind of pop up here. That's all it is.
Okay, thank you.
So if you're running the evening, you still watch the video?
This is a new development. So we did have it previously recorded in Costa, and this is now a recording that we filmed just 2 weeks ago just to try and get all the talks in one place so that somebody else could run it and just show the talks. It is at the moment, it is a bit contingent on, it's built around these four talks that I've written. Someone else could theoretically do the talks, but in the same way that C is sort of built around those talks that Rico's done, this is in the same way built around these four talks. So for it to work for somebody else, they probably need to, so that's what means in the quotes first. We need to watch the films. I haven't designed it to be, you know, this isn't been produced by anybody, so it's not like, there's no money behind it or anything, nor am I trying to make any money out of it. But it's there for people to use if they want to. Anyway, that's what it looks like. We're trying to build up this website. So this is the kind of URL for us in the middle of all.uk, which at the moment is a bit of a kind of muddled bunch of content that we've produced over the last 5 years. But over the next couple of years, hopefully it will be a portal for the sessions and the booklets, amongst other things. So that's to come in due force, Lord willing. Now, having said all that, just lastly, I would say, think about in your context, writing your own course. So this, for all that stuff and certain better, I wouldn't say that that's the kind of silver bullet at all. And you will know your context particularly and what unique needs there are for you. So I guess to do that, perhaps think, what's the big question to tackle in your context? So for us, it was those four big idols, satisfaction, meaning, identity, hope. We thought those are the things we want to try and nail in Grange Park, Wimbledon. For you, it's going to look totally different, perhaps. So that's the starting question. What's the big question to tackle? And then just, you know, discussion to question to kick things off. A bit of media to help with the theme on YouTube that just helps engage people. A short talk, ideally in parts. A short Bible discussion and a take-home question. Like that's all you need to develop a course. It's not nothing. It's not rocket science. So you could do that. You could call it something even better. And then from there. If you're thinking of writing a course, which I encourage you to do, then you could think of doing one on classical apologetics, because there isn't really anything out there on your classical evidentialist apologetics, which sort of has gone out of fashion a bit. Rightly, I think, because they're not really the questions that lots of people are asking, But some people are still asking the questions, and I've just been struck the last 2 years, probably, just you still got people saying, yeah, but can I trust the Bible? Or, yeah, but doesn't God hate gay people? Or, yeah, but doesn't science disprove God? Like, those are still questions that people ask. And I think, I mean, I know I've not really done much on that, and I've gone quiet on that. So maybe you might look at doing that. That's an untapped area. Key principles, obviously, getting people to engage with Bible content. So you want to get people nose into the Bible for the first time. Just a couple of suggestions to finish. As I've said, some of these already, running in a neutral venue really helps. Trying to do one-to-ones rather than large groups. I think people tend to feel a bit uncomfortable about coming and sitting in a big group of people, most of them they've never met, and have to go around with the organised breakfast saying who they are and where they're from. I think you're better off doing a one-to-one with a mate. For that reason, I'll always try and recruit a couple of ringers from church to be there to pick up the stragglers who come in without a Christian friend. But in general, that one-to-one stuff works well. And I think you're just, as I said, you're normalising getting together with your non-Christian friend and doing a one-to-one. That's the benefit of doing it like that.
So just to be clear, you're talking about a room like this, but with one-to-ones all around.
Yeah, so doing it in Costa is a good example, because I didn't do anything. We didn't do anything to change the layout of the venue. Like, we just kept it as it is. And people came in and they sat on a table for two, as Costa mostly is, those little tables for two.
Well, sometimes you'd pair up if you're like, you might have me and my mate and my mate from church.
Yeah,
and my mate, and we'd do before.
Yeah, that's right. And it depended how the... Like, we didn't do much to change the cluster setup, so there was just a kind of natural sense of, oh, there's a table of four, let's just go and sit there, and if another coffee joins, great.
Yeah.
Rather than these kind of pre-fabricated groups.
Yeah.
I think trying to do that. No leaders prep. I mean, one of my big philosophies in ministry generally is lower the bar, because I just am straightforward and simple. Like, I'm not particularly high bar. So lower the bar is helpful, I think, as a philosophy, just in terms of trying to make it accessible to people. That doesn't mean you're going light on content, but you are trying to make it doable for people to turn up and bring a mate and without having to come to the three-part training session. 1 hour max, you want increased time for relationship building. And your big aim, as Perks alluded to earlier, is get people to Sunday church. So all the time we're just saying, come to church, come to church, come to church, because that's where people are going to see the plausibility of people gather together on a Sunday. They're going to hear the Bible talk week in, week out. So we want to get people to church at the end of it. So make that your goal.
So when you say 1 hour maximize time for this differently, is 1 hour the content?
Yeah, I'd say 1 hour.
And then there's like soft time around that.
And 1 hour max, like, as in, I remember when I first ran the first set in Better, and we started at, I think, 7:45 arrived. We started at 8. And at 8:45, 8:50, I looked at my friends and said, goodness me, they've done that. Surely we need to stretch this out a bit to make this work well. And then we finished the evening, but by the time everyone had drifted off, like, we did finish about 10 to 9, but people didn't leave till 9:45. And I just thought, actually, that's all right, because we've given people the content, we've not overdone it, and now we've had an hour just chatting over coffee and a bit of cake and just talking about it a bit more, rather than just getting so much stuff to go oversaturated. So,
Can I tell you about some of the early courses that we did in McDonald's history? They were extraordinary. We had, I mean, it was the polar opposite of that, as you would imagine. So we had, I think it was like 6 or 8 sessions. We had a Bible overview, was one bit, and an apologetic question as well. That's not true. So we had, it was apologetic question and a Bible talk. That was one version. The other version was Bible overview with Bible talks as well. And it was completely content heavy.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. I mean, but at the time you got away with it.
Yeah, for some people that.
It was extraordinary. I mean, look, it was the mid-90s. So it was a completely different era.
That's me. Let's just chat about it. I'd love to hear stuff in your context, what's worked, what doesn't work. This is my opinion, as in you'll all have done this differently. So, or Peter,
just on that auntie thing, there does seem to be that kind of people thinking, are we just catering to people who books and stuff?
Yeah.
Should we be catering to people who just thinking about arty kind of way? So I kind of see where they're going for. Let's do something in outer space. Kind of like an ambulance is behind you. they're trying to engage, yeah. But I think you're absolutely right. There's that, you just confuse people. But is there, are you finding that this kind of stuff actually works really fine for arts and people as well? Mm. Or is there still something, is there a slightly different way to engage people who do want to think very sort of, artistically, abstractly,
Yeah, that's a good question. We probably still haven't quite got that right, I would say. I think Something Better tries to be more like that, not in terms of the video content, but in terms of the cultural references. So I find every time I do a tour, I'm sort of updating it a little bit to try and kind of keep the cultural references on point so that, you know, we're talking about films and songs and that people know, like this mainstream and current. So in that sense, it's kind of appealing to that end. But
The questions, I suppose, as well.
Yes.
The questions that, I mean, Martin thought more about, you know, they spend their whole time thinking about you know, it's a more rather than what is sin.
Yes,
You're already going to be.
I think there's a lot of it's conversational. There's been scope for two engineers to have quite an engineering conversation and two artists to have quite an arts conversation. I think the thing that I particularly like about it, that I've maybe, this is maybe the thing I didn't like about Hope Explored as much, as a, like, they're not actually, and it's not that my mates are like, oh, can you tell me more about Christianity? It's like, oh, I'm willing to come with you and look at something. And the thing I loved about something that was the good length of time engaging with, oh, we all want this thing, don't we? And these are the places that we look for it. And this is how it's not really working. And like, so much time with that cultural engagement and that, like, oh yeah, I'm with you, you know me, you get me. Oh yeah, you're right, it doesn't really work. Where it just felt like we didn't get enough, like, there wasn't enough common ground built, and just kind of too quickly got to the Bible stuff.
Yeah, that's what it does borrow heavily from Keller in terms of like the way of approaching it.
But I think for a first step, evangelism course, that's crucial.
I guess, sorry, it's not dependent on you, Tom, is it? Like, do you think the Lord will keep doing this? It's a silly question, really, but like, when you're not there, do you think this is like, you know, could like, he just take it on? Is it?
It's like a live question. I mean, that's part of why I recorded the film, so at least next term they could run it and just show the videos. And I could put the scripts of the talks up on the website as well. We can download and use, like, they've got the CD. Beyond that, it's the same issue with Christian Explored. Like, you could theoretically write your own talk on sin, but then it sort of becomes something else. So I'd say the these sessions are built around the talks that I've written and that content, and that is the kind of package. By all means, go to like do something similar. I'm not, you know, and call something else, but
One of my reflections would be how difficult it was for me to get out of a mindset of thinking that the only thing you can do is run Christianity Explored. And even now, just accepting this is an on-ramp. I do want people to be getting to, you know, I think I've said to you before, I think the great strength of CE is that you read the entirety of Mark's Gospel in the 6 weeks that you're there. I think that is, I think, its single best thing. People look at it, they've got an allocation, you know, 1 to 3, 4 to 6. You come back, you can ask questions about it. They've read the Gospel. That's absolutely fantastic. Agreed, you've got to be quite engaged to get there. And I think just being liberated to say, this is the on-ramp. It's before something like that. And it's okay, because you're not trying to do everything. In other words, you're not trying to present sin the way that Mark's Gospel presents sin. You're not trying to present salvation the way Mark's Gospel presents salvation. And just liberating yourself from thinking, it's okay, I'm not being unsound because I'm not running Christianity Explored. And I was amazed, just reflecting how strong that was in my own thinking, just but without considering, but being aware that actually our numbers are dwindling, but we still run it and we can't run anything else. So I think that was interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Just realizing, having the freedom to say, this is not where I want to end up. It is where we start. It's a good place to start. It's not trying to do everything. It is trying to do something. It's a stage in a conversation which we hope will end with someone saying, I trust Christ for my salvation. I think it's really helpful.
The one-to-ones put together, I think it's just brilliant. I think I set up, I spoke to so many people that have done it, who like, yeah, I went with my, you know, friend, colleague, whatever. And it's just really good environment for us to have that conversation I wanted to have, to have for ages, and just get the context, and then we had a great conversation. I think it's brilliant, because the coming to a group is a bit like, you do that if it's Alcoholics Anonymous or something, but like, other than that, like, what's just weird, isn't it, to come to a support group, you know, it's odd. But for some people it might not be odd, but for I think it would, whereas, like you say, it's normalising. And hopefully that can carry on.
So how does that run into CE then? See, you see an A in groups for that, because that does take a bit more like the leaders.
It depends entirely on the numbers, but so it's just varied. As in, if there's only a couple of people who carry on, then it's you just, you know, get, you know, or often I'll just run something, so I'll get the 2 to 8 people or whoever around my house. That's what we've done before.
Yeah. And you've got the familiarity and confidence up by that stage, haven't you?
Yeah. Relationships.
To be prepared.
Yeah.
At some point, if they're going to carry on, they're going to fund themselves in a group. Like Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you've got up there.
You have lunch?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. Let me pray. Father, thank you for this. Thank you for the way in which this sort of, in one sense, puts the shovel in the ground and digs it up again and makes us ask questions about what we're doing and how we're doing it and how we could do it and what would work in our context. And we pray, Father, these good ideas would not be left as those only, that we would do something with this. We'd think about whether courses work in our context, how they might work, what we'd have to do. And we pray, Father, that this would gnaw away at us until we've landed. Help us to use our summers, perhaps, particularly to think about this, and to come back in September with fresh vigor, determined to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and the cause of the gospel with the unbelievers around us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.